Trumas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches. So now in this Mishnah, we're going to see there's a Chumrah by fish that we don't have by other things, that were more Machmir, where the thing that just comes out of it, the Tzir, which is the brine that comes out of fish, which Midiraisa is really nothing. It's not the actual essence of the fish itself, it's just what comes out of it. Yet we're more Machmir by fish, it seems, than other things, like the Mishnah Rishani said in the previous Mishnah. So Mishnah says, Dog Tame Shekvashayim Dog Tar. So if you have a fish that's not kosher, and it was marinated and pickled with a kosher fish. Kol Gorov Shumachsik Sosaim. If the barrel, Gorov is a barrel, the Rav says, holds a Sosaim, so it holds 2 saws worth of fish. Im Yeshbo Mishkal Asara Zuz Bihudashin Chamish Slom Bigolil, Dog Tame. Tziro Aser. If this barrel has within it fish that is tamei, now the Mishnah is discussing the tamei fish, that if the tamei fish have a weight of 10 zuz in Yehuda, the place of Eretz Yisrael in Yehuda, 10 zuz. Now, Yehuda, the coins were heavier than the Galil. So the zuz, for example, 10 zuz in Yehuda would be the same as 20 zuz in the Galil. Yehuda was double the weight. That's why you needed double the amount of coins, because they were lighter in the Galil. So every sela is 4 zuz. So the Mishnah could have just said, Yeshbo Mishkal, Im Yeshbo Mishkal Asar Zuz Biyuda Shehen Esrim Zuz Begalil. But I guess Esrim Zuz is a lot of coins. So it'd be easier to talk about the next higher currency, which is a sela. So it says, Shehen Chamesh Slom Begalil. Because 5 slum. If there's 4 zuz for every sela, so 5 slum would be 20 zuz in Galil. But Mistam, I guess that it just uses this because this would be more practical and common. So that's how much weight that you would need. Inside this 2 saw barrel, you would need this amount of weight of tamei fish. If you had that, tziro usr. So then all the tzir, all the brine was, for example, 10 zuz of Yehuda. That's the weight of it with a 20 saw barrel. Then it's usr. Now, if you actually calculate between 2 sa'as versus 10 zuz, so that would be a ratio, the Rav says, of 1 to 960. So if you have 1 to 960, that the 1 is the tummy and the 960 is the tar, that's usr. But if it's 1 to 961 or anything higher than that, then it's not tummy, it's tahar, it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Revius B'Sosayim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, he's more mekel, and he says that if you have a sosayim, the 2 saw barrel of fish and brine, so the ratio needs to be more of dog tame to aseret. You would need a revius of sosayim. So that would come out, the Rav says, a revius of a lug, which is what a revius means over here. That's like 1 to 200, which is a little more mekel, obviously. So the Rav brings up that even though we know that min bimino is not batel, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, so here you have, it's the same, they're both fish. So even if it's 1 to 1,000, it shouldn't be batel. So why is Rabbi Yehuda asking it even 1 to 200? So the Rav says that here they're more makel, because here it's lamais, it's just tzir. It's like zeya ba'alma, like just fish sweat or whatever that means. It's not really the essence of the fish, so they're more makel. The whole thing is a chumrah anyway, like the Rav is explaining. The whole issue is only midrabanan. It's not really the fish itself. So that's why if you have less than 1 to 200... For example, you had 1 to 202 or whatever, anything more than that, so then it would be mutter. And now we have the most mekel shita of Rabbi Yosi Amar, Echad Mishisha Sarboi. Rabbi Yosi says 1 to 16. That's very mekel, that you need a lot of tzir, that's aser. 1 out of 16. And the Rav says the halacha is that you need 1 in 1,000, which is even more machmen than the Tanakama. It's based off of Yerushalmi. There are those, Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings, the Rash learns Yerushalmi a little differently, that even the 1 to the 1,000 is just Hu Adin, it's the same thing to 1 to 960, but it's just used a round number. But of course, if you have 1 to 961, it's the same thing as 1 to 1,000. But Lefi the Rav, it's Mashma, you dafka need, Lahalocha, 1 to 1,000. Meaning, to be Mutter, you'd need anything above that. So it'd be 1 to 1,001, because then the ratio is small enough that it doesn't Aser it.